A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
You look very nice. You dressed up
nicely. Thank you very much.
I feel like... feel underdressed now.
I just put on a jumper because it seemed a bit chilly out.
Yeah, it's a good jumper. Oh,
thank you.
I gotta get back into knitwear.
I'm getting into last year, getting into some knitwear.
Yeah,
it's comfy. Back. Yeah, this is a mock turtleneck as well.
Tucking
down.
You're tucking in?
I'm tucking in.
I've never seen that before.
Oh yeah,
I've not seen that happen.
Because then you still get the curl.
Okay. It's like a short turtleneck.
A short turtleneck. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
It's like it's been circumcised. It's
awesome. Yeah. My neck doesn't have as much feeling as yours. But it means I can last longer during sex.
It's cleaner as well, I've heard.
Yeah. I don't have to wash my neck every day. I don't have to pull my chest down to wash my neck every day. I've got a really funny intro when you throw it to me as well.
Great.
Oh, that rocks. Okay.
A lot of pressure now. Right. You've said it's really funny.
Yeah. Go for it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, and I'm joined by Cass Page.
Once again, he's not wrong.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you going?
I'm fine. And we are joined by Tim Clark.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Yeah. No, good. It's good to have you.
See, I told you it was really funny. We have to get the recording started because I told you I got a really funny intro.
It was okay. I expected more, but you know, I'm into it.
From me?
Yeah.
You fool.
And today we're talking about car bras. That is the worst awooga I've maybe ever heard.
No, because that's what I think a car would sound like if a car went awooga.
That's what it is. Awooga is an old car horn.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what did you think awooga was? Oh, like a cartoon wolf seeing a sexy dame.
But you're right. It is a car horn.
It's an old-timey jalopy horn going.
Probably because that wolf would probably be honking at the lady if he was in the car.
True, yeah. Like, you know, like a cat call.
Mm. But he's not. He's at the Copacabana or something like that.
I didn't know what a car bra was until an hour ago, maybe.
Can I? I didn't know they were a thing until about 10 minutes ago because...
Wait, didn't you suggest this?
Well, I suggested it as a joke because, can I say what the other topic is going to be?
Sure, yeah.
Go.
Well, the other topic is truck nuts.
Yes.
So I thought, well, you got to ease
truck
it
nuts,
out.
Car bras.
Car
but of
bras.
Course, we'll be recording that in a few weeks. We won't be recording that now. We don't bank them. We only record these a few hours before you listen to them. Listener.
That's weird. I'm here right now, so surely we should just
come back in a few weeks.
Take your time.
In Melbourne traffic across town, 5 o'clock on a Thursday. You're getting the truck nuts today.
So you thought you had made up car bras?
Well, I mean, I suggested it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it'd be pretty funny. Plus, but also everyone's talking about it because she's got that new book out. We're talking about Barbra Streisand, right?
Who?
Barbra Streisand.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah, brother.
I didn't even know she had a book.
Barbra
Streisand. That's really good
Papa,
stuff.
Papa, can you beep me? You know, Barbra Streisand. It's a car with a bra, and also,
I don't know if I know
it has
any...
two faces. Sorry, go on.
I don't know if I know any Barbra Streisand songs.
Oh, you know Beaches?
Do I?
The movie?
Okay, do I?
The one without Barbara Streisand?
Wait, who's in that one?
Bette Midler, isn't that? Bette and, you know, the lady from Black Swan.
Natalie Portman? Hershey.
Another Barbara!
What?
Babs!
Yeah, there is a Barbara in Beaches.
What's
Barbara
Beaches?
Hershey.
I don't know any of this stuff.
This is fucking infuriating. I come in here with one of the top 10 Barbara Streisand / car bra related jokes you've ever heard. And I'm talking to you, listeners. She hit a big. I mean, everyone's talking about Barbara because she released her memoirs at the moment.
Would you believe I have not heard anyone talk about
it's not come up.
Okay, well, you're not going to hear about her secret underground mall that she's the only person she gets to visit.
Wait, what?
Wait, no, I've heard about this. Right.
I think this is a bit of an urban legend, but the urban legend is Barbara Streisand, because she's so famous, can't go to the mall.
Yeah.
So she built a mall underneath her house in a basement.
Mm.
And apparently, like, stocks it with staff, and she can go down there and just visit and shop to her heart's content without, like, the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's a bit of an urban legend.
Did you say stock it with staff or stuff?
Like, both.
A bit of both.
So people work there.
People work there in the underground Barbara Streisand mall.
It's like the McDonald's in Richie Rich's house.
Yeah, I guess
it must
be
a pretty good deal if you're, like, you know, bunking off and looking at your phone all day, but then when the rich man comes in, you got to work your ass off.
Do you reckon the McDonald's is franchised or...?
It's illegal. They're illegally operating inside Richie. Well, he could take on the lawyers.
It's a bootleg McDonald's.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Are you going to sue the richest boy in the world?
Sure. Whatever. I'll settle out of court.
You're going to lose
another one.
He's got nothing but time.
What? The food wastage at Richie Rich's McDonald's must be at the wazoo. Serving one boy?
Well,
one McDonald's? per day maximum, I would think.
You would also suspect, though, Richie Rich probably has a big staff.
Yeah,
I would
imagine
that's
true.
Yeah, like they go to McDonald's at the Pentagon, so I imagine that's a similar situation.
Yeah,
do you reckon that got hit? Should I talk about this?
Do you think
that fateful September morn when that McDonald's got hit?
Did the McDonald's didn't get hit?
Oh no, we lost to McDonald's.
I don't know. I don't know.
Second
plane has hit the second arch.
The plane hit one side of the Pentagon, so it had a 1 in 5 shot of killing the McDonald's.
Well, there's a Pizza Hut either in the Pentagon or like next to the Pentagon. And people, like, have traced, I don't know how true this is, it's probably not true, but it's a fun thing people do where they trace, you know, on Google, it says, like, how busy it is, and it'd be like, oh, this is way busier than normal. They'd say, you know, like, some shit's going down at the Pentagon because people are pulling all-nighters.
I've heard that, yeah.
Goddamn, we just got to get some pizza party at the Pentagon while we're playing, you know, a horrible drone strike or something.
Yeah. Being like a pizza restaurant in Washington, D.C., you're either going to get, like, huge orders, or you're going to be accused of child trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a real 50-50 shot there.
That is a very big risk.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're going to make bank or you're going to never surface again.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's America, so they don't really have the support network. Much like a bra would offer.
Oh! Sort of a reverse segue. I like
there you
that.
Go.
Not
a reverse segue where I tell you to start talking about what you were trying to do when I interrupted you.
Yes. Oh, but I didn't know what it was until recently, and it's just, I've seen them around. But
what is this real? Is a car bra real?
Why did you suggest it?
Because you said truck nuts, and I thought, well, car bra is silly.
Did you really make that up?
Yes.
It's a real
thing. That's crazy.
I don't know what a car bra is.
Well, let me tell you.
It's fun to say. I suggested it.
Yeah. Sorry, I just thought of Cabra Cabana. What, could you say Copacabana?
Not bad.
Is that good?
Yeah. It's Cabra, but you're eating Cabana at the same time.
So it's essentially a piece of fabric that goes on the front of your car, and that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh,
it protects it from scratches.
Right, okay.
It goes over obviously there's holes cut out for the headlights and you have to get the specific bra for your type of car.
Oh, of course, you got to get it fitted.
But yeah. Do you know like 9 out of 10 cars are in the wrong size car bra? But yeah, that's just
as long as it's easy to get off, am I right, brother? With all those hooks in the back?
I imagine it would be...
Were they trying to keep out of there?
Me? Yeah, I guess.
It's like peanuts on an airplane. I can't open this little thing.
But yeah, I wonder if it would be easier to take off a car bra. Probably not. You'd probably get underneath. I think it's Velcro, though. Why don't they make bras out of Velcro?
Can I just say, why did you look me directly in the eyes when you asked that?
I'm asking you.
Probably cheaper to manufacture.
With hooks?
Cass, your rebuttal?
Why?
Tim's right. Women are stupid.
Oh, wait, it'd be impossible to put on. Doing Velcro on the back of your body?
That's so easy.
No, but you'd
have
not
to reach
get
across
it aligned.
Further than, so with a hook, you can pull up and back.
Oh, true, yes.
Like away from your body, hook them, and then just like smack it back against you. But with Velcro, okay. You'd have to reach one to the other side of the body.
Yeah, it seems to too finicky.
Yeah, or you'd have to be able to pull, you'd either be pulling both tight or you'd do it up like one of those little Velcro pulls on a hat. And that's that's annoying.
That would be annoying, yeah. Annoying. But it'd be easy for the fellas to get in there.
That would, is that, do you want that? That's like you being like, I just think we should all have Velcro shoes.
That is true. I agree with that. I started wearing slip-on shoes now. Game changer. I'd recommend it. I've got a Chelsea boot. You pull them on, pull them off. That's it.
That's
I'm not faffing around with laces like a caveman.
The topic was suddenly shoes.
Nah, you faff about with laces. I have the shoes I wear every day to work have a zip at the back. And by design, they don't have like fake laces or anything. I'm fully committed to it.
That's good. Simplify everything.
I don't want to faff about.
Sorry to go back to the car bras in question here. The Streisand effect, if you will.
Yes.
So they cut out holes for the headlights?
Yeah, and like for the intake and the grill and stuff.
That's like a bra where you cut out the bit for the nipples.
No, that's
it would
like
gotta be
armholes.
Like that.
What are you...
You're probably right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is more akin to armholes, yeah.
Yeah.
And the chest hole bit.
No, that's the headlights.
No. Would there be an equivalent for the bottoms? For the car booty, if you will.
The boot. I don't think there is. But I don't know why there wouldn't be, because it's just to stop scratches.
What do you have to fart with shit?
Really, we should be braing the whole car.
So can I tell you the history of car bra and
Please
how they
do.
Happened?
Please.
So there was this guy who ran this trimming and manufacturing business in Burbank, and he was making full Porsche covers for cars. Like, he specialized in car covers. So like the big ones that you see over cars, people do to protect their cars overnight, right?
Oh, okay. Not driving around in them.
No. Yeah. He was just doing protective covers for cars. And then in the 60s, in 1961, three German engineers commissioned this guy to make a protective cover for their Porsche. So he made 12 Porsche car bras.
Yep.
And then he had to close down his covering business because everyone wanted a car bra.
Really?
Like it exploded.
That's crazy because they look weird.
Yeah. It's very much like having the plastic on your couch or like not taking the stickers off of your electronics.
Right. Mm. Or your hat, those collectible hats with the stickers
with
on
little
them.
Stickers. Sticker.
Yeah.
You don't see them anymore.
You don't, do you? Mm. I actually stayed at a hotel recently and one of the hat stickers was stuck on the inside of the wardrobe. And I was like, that is a, like,
that's
the times
a man
have
growing
changed.
Up. That's like, yeah, like, you know what? I'm nearly 30. Yeah. No more sticker on my hat. I like the hat. It's a good hat, but I don't need the sticker.
That's like if they remade Brokeback Mountain in 20 years. Remember, I thought, you know what? These guys seem like they don't understand the ending of Brokeback Mountain, and I still went for it.
I haven't seen Brokeback Mountain. I'm sorry to inform you.
Okay, I saw the end of Brokeback Mountain. What happened?
There's something sad that happens on the inside of a cupboard door. You can cut all this out. Cut all this.
It'll make someone really happy. Every time you come on, you have so many beautiful references.
Thank
and
you.
And we look at you dumbfounded, saying, yeah.
Who? Who's Cabra Streisand?
Where's Brokeback Mountain?
Is it a real mountain? That's not a silly question. It's not.
I don't love know. That you follow up a question with, that's not a silly
it's
question.
Not. It's a good, normal question.
Actually, the only dumb question is the one you didn't ask. So
that's true.
I don't know. And that's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer.
That's
a
really good answer.
You know, I wasn't convinced when you said, I don't know, but then you said it's a good answer. And I thought, yeah, that is a pretty good answer.
And that's a good response.
You don't have to. Thank you.
Oh, my God, he's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to know everything.
This is a good podcast.
Oh, God.
And hey, listeners, you're all right.
You're all right. Would you ever wear a car bra on your car?
On my car.
On your
now,
car.
No, are they for? They're not for driving around.
Yeah, they are.
Driving around?
Let me show you a picture of a car bra, okay? And then I'll get you to describe.
I was really hoping I could get through this entire episode without ever seeing a car bra.
Too bad. I'm showing you.
May I have a look?
Get in there.
Let me have a look at this.
So it's quite literally like a lot of the time they're black.
Yep.
And like, you know, the rest of the car would be not black.
Well,
so it's
a sexist color for a bra.
That's true.
Why? Isn't black slimming? Make the boobs look small.
Yeah, make the front of the car look
so
teeny
skinny.
Tiny. Wow, I can barely see the front of that car.
That car won't do any damage if it rams into it. Oh, no!
But yeah, it's just there to protect the scratches and stuff, four scratches. But is that, I guess it's maybe for lower cars and going over speed
humps,
bumps?
Yeah.
A Porsche's low?
Porsches are low. But it's also because if you're rounding a corner or you're getting bugs or whatever, or like you're driving through the rain, that's the part that's contacting all the stuff you're hitting and not always is hitting bad. But like if you drive through grass or something, it just seems strange to me that if you've got enough money to buy a very fancy car and then, oh, no, do you know what it is?
You figured it out. What?
Yeah. If you've got enough money to buy a fancy car and you've got enough money to keep having a fancy car, you don't need a car, bro. You can just replace the car if it gets whacked.
Oh.
If you've got...
People who are rich but only just.
Yeah, because so here's what I'm thinking. Like, why wouldn't, if you've got Porsche money, why not get a car bra, because the outside's vinyl, why not get a car bra that matches the exact shade of your Porsche so it doesn't look insane?
Mm.
That's why.
Right.
It's almost luxurious.
Yeah, right. I see. Okay.
Maybe that's a telltale sign. If you've got a car bra.
I did look up, so car bras were really big in the 90s.
I can't believe this is a real thing. I suggested it as a joke.
That's
based
what
on truck nuts.
You're but in.
It was big in the
90s. Sorry to be inclusive. Okay? Sorry. Go on.
It was big in the 90s and the ooze, but now no one really has them anymore. But I looked them up, and the modern car bras are like color match to the color of the car. So they just look like the front of the car is a bit off, just like a bit slightly puffy and weird.
See, I would love to have a bit of a puffy car.
You would really. So Cass's car is covered in dents, and is your back taillight still broken?
How would I know?
That's true. There is no way to know that.
When it's on.
He's got you there, mate.
So I think we've told this podcast on a story on the podcast before, but I want to tell you, Tim, because I think it's funny.
Thank you.
So Cass crashes a car all the time. Bangs into walls and posts and other cars. And I was driving home with her one time, and I looked up across, and Cass was sitting, and I really want to stress, I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
So low down in the car that her eyes were level with the top of the steering wheel. Now, I want you to know that that is not an exaggeration. That's what was happening.
I need to know the rest of the body language. If you had like an arm hanging out the window, acceptable.
No.
If there were some scrubs hollering at you, completely understandable.
So low in the car, like an old lady.
Yeah.
And I said, Cass, why don't you raise your seat? And she says, well, then I won't be able to reach the pedals. And I say, that...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Can't be true. You're not that short. And then she did readjusted the seat and
adjusted the seat forward.
Adjusted it forward and up.
Two things.
And was like, oh, wow, I can see the whole dashboard now. And, oh,
so you
can see
like
the front of the car. Oh.
So you drive like the Simpsons joke, just like, this is how white people drive. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
That's how she was driving.
Punched up against the okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, glad it got sorted.
Yeah.
It did get sorted.
Did the amount of dents and bumps and crashes you get into drastically go down after you were able to see more of the windshield?
I did do a really bad one afterwards. But
what's a really bad one to you? Because a really bad one to me is like you ride off the car.
Okay. I scraped all down two sides of one of the, two of the doors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now it makes a clang when you shut it.
Oh,
and
good.
It's starting to rust.
Oh. So you've broken through the protective bits.
I should get a Cabra.
Yeah.
Yes. I like the name Cabra because it kind of, well, first off, it's funny to say. But also it kind of implies that a bra's main use is
protecting against dirt and bugs.
What if I get dings in them?
I don't think it would even protect against bugs because the grill's still open. So it would, I guess it stops the bugs getting squished on the front.
Yeah, eroding the paint or whatever. But like, I'm of the opinion that cars go on the ground. So who cares?
You're thinking of planes again, Cass.
So if anything goes on the ground, it can be dirty and gross?
Yeah, like shoes.
Okay.
Good point.
Mm.
And tables.
And tables?
Yeah, tables and chairs. Like the legs of tables and chairs, they go on the ground.
Okay, right. So anything contacting the ground, fine to...
Anything that lives on the ground can be yuck, because the ground's yuck.
Now, what about a drone situation? Because it lives in the air, but when it's turned off, it lives on the ground.
Mm.
No, when it's turned off, it lives in a box.
Oh, I guess it's a hovering box.
Checkmate.
Wait a minute.
You put the box in a cupboard.
Yeah, box can go in cupboard.
God damn. She's got an answer for everything.
It's not the ground. Like a shoe and a table
it's
and a
raw
chair.
On the ground.
You know, a car. That's outside on the ground.
Oh,
it's not
I
on
see.
The floor, it's on
Direct
the ground.
Direct contact.
I'm trying to think of something that proves you wrong, but I just can't.
You can't.
I think you might be right.
I am.
If stuff's on the ground, it can be dirty and who cares?
Yeah, if it goes on the ground, that's the rule. It can be yuck.
Yeah, I
you
can't
can
think of
use it if you want. A lot of people love like cleaning their shoes.
Yeah,
and like I'm not doing that.
Tim just nodded at me. I'm like, do I look kind of guy that cleans his shoes?
No, but neither do I. We needed some solidarity on something
you
here.
You have very clean shoes. They're quite nice.
They're quite new. I got to say, my little boots, my little maroon boots.
Yeah, they're nice. Mm, I was in Vietnam recently, and I got scammed really bad.
Oh no.
Not really bad, but like
Viet scammed.
So there was two.
I can see Cass was taking a drink and I timed it perfectly. Go on ahead.
We went to a cafe, right?
Right.
And then the guy comes up to us and was like, oh, you have to take your shoes off.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. Handed him the shoes, he gives us back like little flip flops that were like 10 sizes too small. And then we look around the cafe and everyone else is still wearing their shoes. We're like, oh no. And then the guy like walked out the front door. We're like, okay. What's happening? And then he starts cleaning them and polishing them. And I'm like, oh, okay. We're a bit nervous. We're like, oh, God, he's going to charge us heaps. And he gave it back to us, did a fucking awesome job. And it was like equivalent of like $5. Like, you know what? My shoes look awesome. I'm happy with that. I don't even care that I didn't ask for it. It was unconsensual, but I feel like I came out on top. And then I was later in Vietnam, a couple of weeks later, I was sitting on a bench and a guy comes up and he's like, oh, can I shine your shoes? And I'm like, no, just had them done. It's all good. And he talks to me for ages, just trying to convince me. And the thing is, in Vietnam, if like people are trying to scam you, you just got to keep walking. But if you're sitting down, it's really hard to just stand up and leave because you feel like a massive prick.
Right.
So he starts polishing my shoes and I'm like, oh, you know what, whatever. Give him another go. It's another $5. Anyway, he then attaches, which is still on there. You can have a look for yourself. A second sole on the bottom of the boot.
What the
so
hell?
A thin, tiny little bit of rubber, and these are like deep tread boots. And what he put was like a thin bit of rubber with no real tread. So he made my shoes worse.
Right,
he's absolutely made your shoes worse.
And he switched out the insoles, which definitely needed to be done because they were really gross. And then he's like. Charging me, tried to charge me $45. And I was like, wow, that's way more than I thought it was going to be. And in Vietnam, like, you sort of, people like haggle. People don't haggle as much as I thought. Everyone, right. When you say, oh, people, you got to haggle for everything. But people, you try and haggle, they go, no, that's the price. You go, okay, sorry. But for this guy, I'm like, okay, I got to haggle with this guy. And he's starting way too high. And it's in dong, Vietnamese dong, and he charged 750,000 dong.
What the hell?
That's too much dong.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to haggle. 100,000 dong, please. And he's like, well, no, man, what are you doing? And anyway.
Did you do the Dr. Evil pinky in the corner? Because I think that would have sold him.
Yeah, but then I ended up paying like close to $20, which isn't that bad, I guess. But then as I walked away, I realized the insoles were like two sizes too small.
Oh.
And so they were rubbing on my little toe. And then I got McDonald's for lunch because I was really angry. And I was like, I need McDonald's.
Right.
Like I'm a little baby.
Did he put soles on both shoes as well?
Yeah, he put them on both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
They look like tap boots.
They do look like you can tap dance now.
Yeah.
You should get him to do that. Like, you got any horseshoes?
Wait, horseshoes?
I'm just trying to think of what I'd use in a pinch to create tap shoes, and it'll probably be horseshoes.
Yeah. I don't think they click. You have two horseshoes loosely tied together. And they go click, click, click.
No.
Okay.
the tap shoes.
It makes a click when you move it up, like, and then it clicks back.
Don't they have a little clicky?
No.
No.
Wait, so it's just metal?
Metal.
It's just metal.
Because when you're moving tap, you're striking it. When you're moving your foot up, you're striking the ground and making the first one.
You're going click?
Click.
Yep.
And then you can bring it like.
And then you bring it back down backwards.
Click.
Oh. Yeah. Did you ever do tap?
No.
Okay.
It's really sounding like you did.
Yeah.
It's one of your
I just don't understand how the shoes work.
It's just metal.
Yeah. You know when you hit metal on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to tap at a certain place or can you tap anywhere? Do you need a certain kind of ground?
I think they changed the rules. So they changed the rules. So if you're only traveling in zone one, you tap on and then you don't have to tap off. Yeah, I think you can tap anywhere. This is all carpeted now.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not going to go to smack. The metal bit is on the ball of your foot and your heel. And if you want to break your tap shoes in, you can go and tap dance on concrete to scratch them up. Otherwise, you're just sliding around on metal plates.
Oh, yeah, of course. That would be very cool.
A lot of the dancing shoes they make, you really have to do a lot to them to make them usable. Like tap shoes, you've got to scuff them up heaps.
Yeah.
Ballet shoes, you've got to beat them with like a hammer and
you gotta
stuff.
You've got to like bend them in half.
Or break them. They're made of wood.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember those kind of shoes? I can't remember what they were called. I feel like it was a big thing in the 90s, early 2000s, and they would have these metal, like a half pipe on the in the middle of the shoes and the arches, so you could grind on stuff just in shoes. Like how you would grind on a skateboard on a rail, but you could do it just on your shoes.
This rings a very slight, rings a bell.
That's,
I never had any, neither did none of my friends or family, but I know it exists.
God, I want those. Awesome. That sounds fun.
I can't believe they didn't blow up.
Why don't we have metal? We've got so many parts of the shoe that can be metal. We've got steel cap boots, we've got tap shoes, and we've got those little half-pipey ones.
Yeah.
Why can't we just make an entirely metal shoe?
I think that's what they used to do in medieval times. The knights did.
No, that was just the top of the shoe.
Was it?
Yeah, because it's not. You can't really walk in completely metal
shoes.
That
makes sense.
I mean, I would imagine, because look, I'm moving my feet around and the leather's
You got some good range on those puppies.
The leather, the leather's got some give to it. But if this was pure steel, first off, I'll be a tap god.
You can tap.
Clonk, you clonk, clonk.
Yeah, it's like the kick drum of the tap world. That would be good, having like different sized people making different tones of tap.
Do you know what?
Is that good?
I'm really picturing, laughing at the idea of someone with like big flippers with metal at the top coming up. Click, click, click.
Oh, that'd be like cymbals. I want to get a percussion, like a band where the drummer is five people who do tap dancing with different kinds of shoes on.
Do you reckon they were experimenting with other stuff, like bells on the top of your feet?
They experimented with those. We know how that ends.
Yeah.
We know how
that ends.
Yeah.
What does that
There's nothing
mean?
More to discover.
Yeah. I think my family has some of those boots. Like I think we've got some Scandinavian in us. I mean, I think it's a big thing.
They've got Scandinavian bell boots.
Yeah.
Oh, and it curves around.
A lot of European countries have the elf shoes. That's the word.
What's that about?
Yeah.
Why? What's the bell for?
Oh, it's probably some bullshit from 500 years ago.
it's to warn the birds when you're near.
Yeah.
So possibly that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever imagine that? Like 500 years ago, what the fuck were they doing?
Making
shit out of twigs. Oh,
yeah.
Grow up.
It'd be so boring.
Yeah.
God. Here's the thing. Phones, bad. But also, I'd rather live with a phone than without a phone.
I got a little machine
and I can search all of human knowledge. Are you joking?
You learned about car bras today.
I can look up a picture of a car bra, a thing that you made up, and it turns out is right.
Exactly.
If we're in the Middle Ages, we'd be riffing on car bras thinking they weren't real.
If I had to choose, to no one.
Yes.
The choice between my life now and the richest person in the Middle Ages. Oh, I don't know. That's actually pretty
richest
good.
Being
my position in the Middle Ages. No, absolutely not.
No.
What would you do in the Middle Ages, do you think?
Oh,
I like to think I'd be a blacksmith, but I'd probably be some kind of slop man.
I'd probably do the same thing I'm doing now.
Which is?
In admin and invoicing for state government and then stand up on the side.
You're a jester on like Thursdays to Wednesday.
Open mic gestering. Yeah. Me and 30 other men in the same hat putting our names into a little hat.
There would have had to have been like the jester circuit before you make the big time before the king, right? Because you can't just go from not knowing how to be a jester to I'm entertaining the king. Were there jesters for normals? There would have been.
Like the Bill Hicks of the jester world.
You know what? I reckon
this guy's telling it like it is.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, surely you just want to be like
a comedy for us serfs.
Yeah.
Maybe like the bards, right?
Yeah.
Like they're entertaining people in the bars, yeah. The taverns.
God, how brutal that would be. You're in the Middle Ages, everyone's drunk as shit because there's no drinkable water, and they're at the bar trying to get even drunker, and you're like, hey guys, I'm going to start my little jester thing now.
Guys, we've got open mic jestering in 10 minutes. Yeah. Go to the bar, get a drink, it's going to be a fantastic night. Got some special drop-in acts from Parchment.
And you pretend to be the king, and then I'll make fun of you.
No, you weren't allowed
verily,
to.
Verily.
No, that was the only thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. You weren't allowed to do it unless you were a jester, so... How would you even, you know, be like, okay, can I get someone in the audience who thinks they're hot shit? Like,
yeah, damn. You have to do all your material in secret and you don't even know if it works until you're in front of the king.
Jeez.
I don't go down to where you work and knock your moldy teeth out of your mouth.
Yeah, it would. But then everyone's got moldy teeth, so it doesn't hit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too like, relatable.
This is hack.
Would you like to hear some facts about the car bra?
Absolutely. Yes. Now I know it's real.
I've got one fact because we've been talking about the other facts, which is just what they are. But
there
were, this is from Wikipedia.
Can I interrupt? Has there ever been a guest who has come in not knowing that the topic is real?
No, I think it's
because I feel like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And certainly no one who's ever suggested the unreal topic.
Yeah.
Right.
That explains
and is surprised to learn that it's a real thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I said to
listeners,
Tim that...
you can understand. Going from truck nuts to car bra,
yeah.
A very simple thing to do.
Mm.
Both vehicles.
Makes sense, yeah.
Mm.
Both about supporting anatomical features that are susceptible to the powers of gravity.
Yeah, mm. That's true.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from...
After some editing, yeah.
This is from Wikipedia, and I don't know how true it is, but it's on Wikipedia, so there has to be something to it. Apparently, front... It's fine. Wikipedia's good now.
Yeah.
Did you pay the cup of coffee price?
I did, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I am a hero, okay? I support the little guy, Wikipedia. Front-end bras can also be carbon-based, ostensibly to absorb the microwaves used in police radar equipment and thus minimizing the risk of detection when speeding.
Oh,
but that can't be true, right? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you're probably not getting pulled over because the cops are going, that car's got a great set of tits. What the hell?
I just wish I could see him behind that bra.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Maybe it's when the cops pull you over and you like slip a little hook off the off the rear
view
mirror.
Boys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't understand that, but because if you were a radar guy.
I am.
Police guy, there. Man. Yeah. Or woman, okay. If you wouldn't just be targeting the front of the car, wouldn't it be the whole car that you're detecting?
You're pointing the gun. We drove past the gun person the other day.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't pointed.
Terrifying. It was a gun.
It was like police officer on the side of the road holding a thing that looks kind of like a gun from a distance. Not really when you get close, but in the position of I'm holding a gun.
Yeah, they like have like aiming with one eye as well.
Yeah,
but, they're aiming at the front of the car.
Mm.
Yeah, I suppose so, I guess. But, okay. All right.
It's weirder if they could just keep running into the middle of the road, pointing it and keep going, bang, bang, bang.
Got him.
Oh, 41 Ks. All right, get him through.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Tim.
Tim, you got a show coming up at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Damn right, baby.
What's it called MICF. And what's it about?
It's called Legal Thriller.
Legal Ooh. Thriller.
Yeah. It's at Pilgrim Bar, 8 p.m., Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
It's about, I bought something online during lockdown and took me a year and a half to get it.
Yeah.
And it involved a lot of crazy, crazy twists and turns. It's a VHS.
It's a VHS.
Yeah.
I started collecting VHSs of like legal thrillers and one of them got lost.
Are we allowed to know? Is it a spoiler if we know what the legal thriller is that you were trying to receive?
Oh, JFK.
JFK.
My favorite movie.
Oh.
That's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You said that so...
I've never even heard of this guy.
That's the saddest look I've ever got from a woman. And that's saying something. My mum's seen me do stand-up. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's boring. It's long. 3.5 hours. Boring.
I like it.
That's fucking great.
What's good about it?
The whole thing, you know?
Do you go into it in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Good. Okay. Well,
if you
want to
hear why Tim's favorite movie is JFK and the perilous journey to receive the VHS of it, go check out the show. Where do people go to buy tickets?
Comedy Festival website, Eventbrite as well. But you can also just go through the Comedy Festival website. It'll be up there in a few days.
Or just Google it.
Just fucking just Google it.
Figure it out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.